Moving on now, the national dialogue in Bahrain fails. Manama has suspended negotiations with Shia opposition leaders as anti-monarchy demonstrations continue in the kingdom. The country's state news agency, BNA, says the national dialogue ended after the opposition said it would not participate in talks. The opposition's decision came after security forces arrested the secretary general of the main opposition party, Al-Wefaq. Authorities have charged Khalil Al-Marzouq with inciting and advocating terrorism in his speeches. The opposition, though, denies the charges. Meanwhile, fresh pro-democracy protests have been held in several towns, including in Sanabis and Samahis. Manama has so far refused to heed the nation's demand and responded with a harsh security crackdown. Security forces have killed dozens of protesters and injured many more. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Jalal Fayrouz, who is a former Bahraini MP, and he's now joining us on the line from London. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you view this cancellation, essentially, or of these talks at this point?
Well, the opposition have retreated from these talks, so-called talks, around 3 months ago, because we have seen that the government is utilizing these talks to crack down more on the peaceful demonstrations. They just wanted it as a cover to the harsh trials on the political and human rights activists. They have been trying to tell the world that the Bahrain is going through a process of dialogue, but it was anything but a dialogue, really, because it was not a serious dialogue. It was not a very fair dialogue. The opposition have said that for a dialogue to be successful, first of all, the outside in on the ground, it has the government has to ease out all this common and public punishment to the people who are going out on demonstrations. It has to release the what the Bahrain Commission of Investigation have called as political prisoners of conscience, and it has, the world has asked for it. But we've called that Bahrain has to apply whatever the international community have asked for applying of recommendations. There were 48 countries 3 months ago in Geneva, including 28 European Union countries, have asked that Bahrain should release the prisoners, and it has to stop firing all sorts of gases into people's houses, to stop the torture that's going on in the jails. We've asked that this dialogue has to be fair, not to have the opposition as a very small percentage of the people attending this so-called dialogue. We've asked that it has to be a mechanism that whatever output of this dialogue has to be put as a referendum for the people to decide whether it is right or wrong. But all of this have not done any good with talking to any logic of government. So they have not done any easing of the situation, which will be surrounding the situation. That's why the opposition decided to retreat. And then the government said that, okay, we will continue with the pro-government groups. And yesterday or today, The pro-government groups have said that there is no mean for sitting down and chatting without the opposition being around. So it is a complete failure, because the people of Bahrain are only asking for democracy, for election of government, for fair distribution of the parliamentarian districts, for stopping the discrimination against the Shias, stopping the demolishing of the mosque of the Shias, stopping the torture in the jails. Even yesterday, only yesterday, Mr. Batsouni, the head of the International Commission of Inquiry, have said that Bahraini government is not serious in applying any reforms or coming to a common ground.
Mr. Fairuz, I do apologize, but I have to stop you there. But of course, we do appreciate your insight as always. That was Mr. Jadal Fairuz speaking to us live on the line from London.